Unit 4. Movies. Movies are probably the most popular form of entertainment today. Most people say that today's full-length movies began with short motion pictures from France in the late 1800s. These movies were the original idea of the Lumière brothers. However, the world's first full-length film came from Australia. The story of the Kelly Gang opened at the Melbourne Town Hall on December 26, 1906. This silent film showed the life of the notorious criminal Ned Kelly. It was over an hour long. The film industry has come a long way from its humble beginning, and today, millions of dollars are spent producing and advertising movies. Some of the most expensive movies ever produced include Terminator 2, Judgment Day, at $95 million, Waterworld for $120 million, and The Last Action Hero for $125 million. However, when one takes into account the cost of an older movie compared with the relative buying power of money at the time the movie was made, Cleopatra remains the most expensive movie ever made. Elizabeth Taylor played Cleopatra in this film, made in 1963. One of the reasons why this movie cost so much money was because Ms. Taylor had 65 different and very expensive costumes in the movie. This movie's budget in the 1990s would be equal to more than $200 million. The average budget of most Hollywood movies produced in the 1990s was over $50 million. Often, the movie itself cannot make enough money from ticket sales alone to cover the cost of production. Therefore, selling products related to the movie can help make up for poor box office sales. Star Wars has set records for both box office sales and the sale of products connected to the movie. When it opened in movie theaters in 1977, Star Wars made $500 million at the box office, and then went on to make $1.5 billion each year after that from toys and other products connected to the Star Wars series. Batman in 1989 also cashed in on products connected to the movie. It made $1 billion selling its products in stores. This was four times what the movie made from theater ticket sales. Jurassic Park in 1994, which made $18 million in one day during its first weekend at theaters, even went so far as to advertise toys, t-shirts, and lunchboxes in one scene of the movie. Audiences saw all of these products filling the shelves of the Jurassic Park gift shop in the movie. These same products could later be found in stores.